Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 428 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Down. And he says, well, that one you say didn't come back down. She come into my office a while ago and wanted to know something about her work in my office, and I went back there to see if the little girl's work had come, and I wanted to be with the little girl, and she refused me, and I guess I struck her too hard, and she fell and hit her head against something, and I don't know how bad she got hurt. Of course, you know I ain't built like other men. The reason he said that was, I have seen him in a position I haven't seen any other man that has got children. I have seen him in the office two or three times before Thanksgiving, and a lady was in his office, and she was sitting down in a chair, and she had her clothes up to here, and he was down on his knees, and she had her hands on Mr. Frank. I have seen him another time there in the packing room with a young lady lying on the table. She was on the edge of the table when I saw her. He asked me if I wouldn't go back there and bring her up so that he could put her somewhere, and he said to hurry that there would be money in it for me. When I came back there, I found the lady lying back flat of her back with a rope around her neck. The cloth was all around her neck, and part of it was under her head, like to catch blood. I noticed the clock after I went back there and found the lady was dead, and came back and told him. The clock was 1:04. She was dead when I went back there. And I came back and told Mr. Frank, and he said to go back there by the cotton box, get a piece of cloth, put it around her, and bring her up. I didn't hear what Mr. Frank said, and I went on up there to hear what he said. He was standing on the top of the steps, like he was going down the steps. And while I was back in the metal department, I didn't understand what he said, and I came on back there to understand what he did say.